This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, everybody. This is Chris.
Good morning, Chris. Well, while we were during the break, I was kind of looking through Facebook and talking to a few people. But today, on the Do You Remember thread on Facebook, it says, well, since today is National Drink Beer Day, let's toast to the king. As Andre the Giant, remember him? He successfully held the record for the most beers consumed in a single sitting for the last 40 years during a six-hour period back in 1976. Andre the Giant drank 119 standard 12-ounce brews in a pub in Pennsylvania. That's one beer shy of five cases in a single sitting. Amazing. Well, I don't know what else to say about that. We'll just go to Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana, and see what he thinks about it. Mike, what's going on over there?
Oh, well, at least it's not blowing 25 to 30 this morning.
Well, yeah.
Oh, God. I swear, it was supposed to have been 5 to 10 yesterday, and it blew 25 to 30 all day yesterday.
That's supposed to. Northeast winds are supposed to do a lot. The only thing they do is blow, and then they lay down. And usually they lay down late the day after you're through fishing.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how it happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was on an outgoing tide yesterday, and I'm talking about this toilet flushed.
Did it?
Oh, I seen dirt before. I think I don't ever seen dirt before. I was kind of getting a little nervous running some dang places. I was hearing tugboat operators and stuff was having they were having problems, let me put it that way.
Right. So,
and I mean, it put the crush on the fish. I don't know how many times I put that trolling motor up and down yesterday, but I just could not. Well, the biggest problem, I was limited where I could fish.
Yeah.
I mean, you got more straight out of the north, and it just killed all my river fishing. I mean, it just wasn't no place for me to fish in the river. I mean,
right.
If I'd have stayed in the river, I wouldn't have a trolling motor by probably 10 o'clock. So it was just rough, and just the bait's knocked down, and then all my drains just went dry.
One of them days.
I don't know. One of them days. It was, I had two people come in yesterday afternoon. I was, yep. I said, El Red's my face. They said, Brew Red. I said, okay. I'll tell you the story of today. The wind beat us down pretty hard yesterday. And too, it cooled off. I had a hoodie on all day yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday morning was nice and cool here at my house when I got home from the show here. It was 56.
That's
right there on the water. That's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Compared to what we've been seeing, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We'll be calling that a warming trend about December, January. We'll be welcoming that.
I don't know. I mean, the shrimp was going stupid, and I seen all the shrimp boats when I was coming in. They was hustling up, trying to get out. I figured most of us would have to anchor up in a bayou somewhere till that water turned back around. Because
right.
They weren't going to have a water shrimp. Man, the shrimp. And the birds, my God, the birds yesterday were just everywhere. And we talked about it. One of the guys that tried to fish Thursday in that blow, and he said, man, don't stop on no birds. He said, I'm telling you right now, just ignore them. I said, oh, no, it's going to be getting them. He said, it's unbelievable. My guy just said, man, we really want to stop on them birds, Gal. I said, all right. I said, I'm going to show you how to get them off. He said, what are you talking about? I said, it's going to be all game top. And I stopped it, but I guess I was in Tiger Pass. Like, they was pelicans. Everything in the world was diving on it.
Right.
And just as soon as they hit the water, he was off. First one got his boat. I said, here's how you get him off. Okay. Next one was hooked up behind me. It was just two guys. I said, I'm going to show you how to get him off. What are you talking about? I said, I'm not sitting there and taking gaff top off every gaff top. On top of that, I'm going to tear all the tails up. And I let them sit there for about, I don't know, they probably caught five apiece. And I said, okay, Gaff, we got the point.
They had enough. They had enough of slimers.
They had enough of them slimers.
You
but
have.
Jesus, were they rough. But we did
far cry from those videos you sent me of those schools of redfish. Woo. Man,
I can't get to them yet.
Hey, you could have thrown a screwdriver. Really, hell, I was thinking, man, don't fall in. Don't fall out of the boat. You'll get eaten.
There's a young guy on the boat. Why don't you just net one of them, Captain? I said, tear my net up. You crazy?
You could have had. Hey, you should have had a couple of flying gaffs. You could have been gaffing them right off the side of the boat, man.
Yeah, it was. I mean, in Brent Ballet, I know I say his name a lot, but he fishes a lot for me. And when we got through, he looked at me and he said, I've been here all my life. He said, I've never seen this. He said, I've seen them come up, you know, offshore while we're tarpon fishing.
Yeah.
But not schools this big. I mean, it was just unbelievable. Just as far as you can see, it was like that. And it was a lot of fun, but it was awful tiring, too. I was pretty whooped the time I got through with that.
Bet you were, man.
You know, especially, I had four people on the boat. And we never got tangled up one time. I couldn't believe they were. They went from just good fishermen to some of the best fishermen I had on the boat. I mean, it was
right.
Crazy how they held them. Because it was neat.
Well,
it was
usually
special, is what it was.
You get a crew into something like that, usually that's a lot of rod breaking and line twisting and tangling up and in the prop and just, you know, eat the trolling motor off the boat.
Yeah, no kidding. But no, yesterday was interesting. I mean, we caught a sarpent, but we had trout, we had black drums, redfish, gaff top. White bass. I don't want to school the white bass. I told them, I said, you don't catch these, they're pretty good eating. And they said, no, Cap, we don't catch the white bass. I said, I was hoping I was going to save the day, you know, and just become a hero here. We just sit here and you know, blowing 30 white bass. And they were thick. And some of these guys been catching them pretty handily down here. So. But, you know, like I said, that goes back to my Lake Livingston days. I have nightmares sometimes about them white bass. Especially when there wasn't no limit on them, you know, and you custom just put them all you can put in the boat.
Yeah,
but I got to clean all this. I got to where me and Randy Dearman's boat, we got where we could clean 100 in 30 minutes.
Dang.
Your hands be cut up. But that's when I had them old good electric knives.
Yeah, they don't make them like that anymore.
No, them OGEs that was sold to carve turkeys with at Thanksgiving, it was some of the best flight knives there was.
Well, the GE and the Hamilton Beach.
Yep, both of them. They were great. So, but they don't build them like that. I tell you what, I don't know, grandson or something, give me one of them Bubba electric knives that's rechargeable. And it's pretty handy.
Is it?
It's not real fast, but it's got great blades on it. It'll cut through anything. So, yeah, it's pretty handy, especially when you got to worry about cord and all that stuff. But
hell, I'm not going to name any names. That other knife that it's kind of green and yellow, them motors burn up in them real quick, the gear strip in them and everything else.
Oh, them old
Mr. Twisters or whatever glass. They are?
Twisted
isn't that what it's called, Mr. Twister?
Yep.
They'll twist the gears right out of there on them big old redfish, man.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, but I'm not into, these days, I'm not into playing fish. Now I got an idiot on the wrong side of the highway coming straight at me.
You're kidding me.
Wow. I ain't going through the median.
Well, he's starting off early right on National Beer Day.
Yeah. You got a jacked up front end bright lights.
Hey, have you noticed, I notice it a lot because I drive a lot at night because, you know, the show. Nobody dims their lights anymore.
Oh, no. But no, all these, it's a big craze down here. Everybody's got the front end of their pickup jacked up. And you can't adjust headlights on vehicles.
No.
They're a fixed deal.
Right.
But there's a lot of states, I know, both North and South Carolina, they done put a law in effect. They're pulling them over, riding them tickets for it.
Well, how about all the vehicles with lap bars, and they'll have their lap bars on. You have to just pull over and sit there. It'll lay past you. You can't even see.
Yep. Well, down here, they, I don't know what, why, because you don't see much get pulled over other than that big construction going on up the road.
Yeah.
They're riding tickets up there pretty hard, but you got your fog lights on here, and it's not foggy, you can get pulled over.
Yeah, on Louisiana law, you know, their game warden show, I saw a game warden pull a woman over and warn her about that. She goes, oh, I didn't know that. She had her fog lights on with her regular headlights, and game warden pulled her over and warned her about it.
Yep. But other than that, that's what's shaking here. I'm hoping for a great day today. Like I said, I'm going to be able to fish a lot of different stuff today. First thing, anyhow, I get wind, probably get up. But in it too, it stained a lot of water. That wind blowing like that, you take like cubic scalp, you got main pass and lies.
Right.
Kind of northeast, you know, and it's a shallow pass and it's wide and it pushed a lot of dirt towards that river. So, but as a whole, everything held together. So.
Well, one thing good about it, you hadn't had to evacuate and dodge hurricanes all year this year.
Oh, I'm so sick. Well, I ain't over with yet, but.
Well, it's not, but it's looking pretty good for us.
Yeah.
We can get through the next couple of weeks. I think we'll be in good shape.
All this politics about why people didn't evacuate Florida and all that. Well, they had the choice to. So,
yeah,
people
they did.
Don't understand Florida. If you've never been to Florida, it's bad enough traffic just on any given day on them corridors.
And
there ain't three of them. You got two choices. You either go north or you go south.
That's it.
You know, how many people's in Florida? 12 million, something like
it's
that.
It's a bunch.
There's no way you can evacuate. You know, I done seen the train wreck when they tried to evacuate Houston. Or I don't remember, Rita Ike, whatever it was.
It was Rita.
All the people got on the other side.
Well, they didn't evacuate like they were told to do. All the people up north panicked and said, we're getting out of here because they've been watching TV. Hell, I just wanted to get to where they lived. I'd have wrote it out where they were at, but they, you know, when they started evacuating the, you know, Galveston and then up the coast to get out, well, everybody up north had already clogged all the freeways up. And I remember, what was it in Rita? It took people on 146 from Galveston to Baytown 9 and 10 hours to get there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You might as well stay home and die.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because it was like, you know, I was here and tried to come home. Well, I made it there finally, but I went north and cut back across Toledo Bend up there and picked up 59 in Nacogdoches. But when I got to Corrigan, immediately heard on the radio where they had put all of 45 all northbound, both sides.
Right.
So they all decided, well, it must be 59 too. And when I got there to Corrigan, it was a train wreck.
Oh, 59 was a mess, man. And it, well, everybody went north and east.
They jumped over at Shepherd.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they all
and N59 was a mess coming back. Remember, a barge got loose and hit the bridge, and they had to inspect it before they could open 59 back up. You know, there at the Trinity River, and boy, you talk about creating a nightmare. Oh, Lord. Never again.
I mean, luckily I knew all them back roads up there.
Right.
I rode in the ditch, actually, from Corrigan to Moscow. I cut off in Moscow and went up through all that back stuff. Well, I went to, I come out there on 190, took 190 over to Point Blank back to Cold Springs, back through that National Forest, come in on the back side of our house over there.
Yeah.
It was crazy stuff.
Wild times. I don't want any more of it. I'm too set in my ways now, man. All right, Mike, I got to roll, buddy. Good luck with those fish today. Hope they cooperate for you. If somebody wants to call you about coming over, give them some info.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web, RJ Hunting Fishing. The greatest thing I'm hoping for today is not as much current as I had yesterday. The current was just unbelievable.
Well, there's only one tide today for us over here. We got a low tide this afternoon at 2:44.
Mine, I think, is about, well, it's according to where I'm at down here.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
It's a big swing. So I think it'll be low by noon everywhere, but we'll fix to find out what's going to happen.
All right, buddy. Will you be safe, and good luck to you.
All right, mate. Holler at you later.
Later, man. All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat in Venice, Louisiana. You know,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 521 in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town now, Tiki Island, and talk to Captain James Plogg this morning. Hey, James. Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Man, doing good.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's always
good. Is good.
Good is good. Good's good. Well, that's about it.
All right, man. Well, hey, throw them out a nice number.
Oh, Lord. Oh, northeast wind still won't give up yet, will it?
No, it won't. Hey, they got that forecast right, too, about a week ago. So we were going to have northeast winds for about a week, and I believe them now.
Yeah, I think it's about time.
How about that?
Well, I saw it. It really wasn't supposed to start laying out till this afternoon.
I had a listener text me a while ago, right before he came on, says, tell James he can get a hell of a deal on a big offshore boat to restore if he wants to in Fort Myers.
There'll
be a lot of them, buddy.
Man.
Was that a mess or what? All them big old nasty boats piled up and just, hey, it was horrible.
Man, you did. That's why, you know, insurance deals are so, even me, you know, you got to have a hurricane plan, and you got to stick to it, you know, whatever it might be. You might tell them, oh, I'm going to let it sink, or whatever you tell them, you right. have to do. And if you don't adhere to it, they're not paying you. You know, if you were supposed to haul out and get on the harbor, move wherever you're supposed to move to or whatever, if you don't do that, they won't pay you. But, you know, that's like the marina, you know, up there by you, right there, what do they call that, by Ninfas. What was the name of that marina?
Bayland.
You know, we ended up.
White ended truck guide service is what everybody calls it.
Right, white truck. But the actual marina that was behind there, the floating dock.
Right.
Well, you know, we're set up here at Pelican, I want to say on 16 foot. I think that's right.
Right.
So, you know, my plan is, hey, man, I'm going to come tight and just let it ride. But over there, you remember the whole dock system came off the pilings, and then the whole thing floated. So the dock and the boats and everything floated. It just floated over there.
Oh, and, nobody expected a tide surge like that. And that
exactly. That's
man, when you float the docks over the top of the pilings and then they all set free, I remember coming back from the radio station that morning, coming over the Fred Hartman, and I seen that pile of rubble down there on 146, and I said, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that got ugly. You know, we bought those docks, all those docks that were right there for the marina. Because there wasn't nothing wrong with it. I mean, some of them were toasted. You know what I'm saying? We bought the whole thing.
Right.
You know, marina did. And some of them were no good, but I'd say 70% of them wasn't nothing wrong with them. It just they just floated off the pilings.
That's exactly right. With but boats like tied to them.
Yeah, the boat's still tied up, dude. If it had floated back in the water, you'd been good, but it wasn't too good. But I ain't washed a whole bunch of that stuff, but it looks like a lot of them boats are just on their own. They just, you know, they're just floating, going wrong.
Oh, I know it. It was
well, it sucks for them people. We don't know about it. I don't wish it on nobody. I'm sure glad it wasn't here, but sure don't wish it on nobody.
No, I remember all that, your nightmares there after Ike.
Yeah, but, you know, if you live on the water.
That's part of it.
Just pick your poison. It ain't if, it's when. You're lucky we've had a little break this year, you know. Louisiana, for sure Louisiana got a little break. We've had a break. We needed it. So.
Yeah, we did. We don't need any more negativity in our lives.
Well, you know, God's only going to let you do whatever you can do, and then he'll move on to get somebody else. Until they can't take no more, you know, take it to the edge, bro.
Take it to the edge.
Says, hey, man, I did something I ain't done in a long time yesterday.
I played golf. I thought about you, and I kind of wanted to play yesterday. It was so nice, and I thought about it, and I didn't do it. I should have done it.
Well, a customer of mine, one of my good customers, said, man, we play golf on Friday. And I finally got, I think, I may be wrong. I think I got everything on the lithium side and all that stuff figured out.
Oh, on your boat? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So, you know, last time I looked at it, I'm 13.3 on the house cranking and 42.3 on the lithium. So hopefully I'm good. So we'll see.
There you go.
But that's, man, I'd like to go. I need a break. Hey, dude, I ain't picked up a club. I don't know how long.
And you probably played pretty good.
I had 5 pars on the front and Dang. 1 on the back. I had 6 pars yesterday.
Well, that's good for you. Good for all of us.
For me, man, I think I shot a 45, 43 on the front. And on 18, I four putted, was like, dude. And then I had one hole, I had a long sand shot, and I played it wrong. And I didn't get all the way across the sand. Then I had, so I mean, in my head, I can count up like 5 strokes that were just stupid things. I mean, I had a real chance to shoot in the 80s, a real chance. And I told my guys playing with us, I don't think I'm going to play again for another 2 months.
Sometimes laying off, backing off something helps.
Yeah, and I had no expectations. I didn't care. I was just enjoying the day. I wasn't working.
It works good for me. Remember, I started playing with you. I'd put them down for 10 years, and I'd pull up and get in a cart with you, and first hole birdied it. I said, man, I need to wrap her up right here and go back to the house.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Birdied the first hole, and I said, well, dude, it ain't like you forgot how, I don't think.
Oh,
yeah,
golf.
That was awesome.
Golf's the hardest game there is to play.
Oh, but you like to say, I went with no expectations. I just enjoying the day. I didn't care.
It's easy and for even, some, but hard for most.
It's hard for me, buddy. I promise you. For sure. But it was nice, beautiful day. The weather was nice, so, you know, who cares? See, I went with no expectations, and I hit that back 9. I started trying to bear down just a little bit. I'm like, started paying.
See, you should have just not tried to do anything. Just keep it flowing.
And actually, I played good. I played almost bogey golf on the back. And I don't know what happened on. It was a bad putt. And then I just went dead. I four putted. I was putting for birdie on a par 5. Ended up four putting. Oh man. That's what you get.
It's golf.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know, golf. Man. We ain't done. Hopefully this little window.
Yeah, you think you're going to get a tarpon like window this upcoming week?
Man, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it looks like it, but who knows? You know, it changes so much. You know,
it does.
All them services I use, so far it looks good, but they change them so much, you know. That's the only thing I noticed about, like, you know, I pay for buoy weather, which whatever it is, $90, $100 a year. And they're right. They don't miss very often. But they change it a lot. I mean, you better keep looking at it. Because if you see something that you like, just kind of like going to the doctor, oh, man, he says you're good. Well, you know, well, you might not be. And it's like, when you look at it, said, okay, man, 0 foot. Yeah, it looks good. And you just go. You don't look at it no more. You start white capping coming up out of the east. It's like 2.5 foot, 3 foot. Like, well, man, then you look at blue weather. Oh, yeah, breezy, east, 14 knots in the afternoon. That's okay. Here you go.
Well, I'm looking at the next 10 days, and it's a northeast or a east-northeast wind for the next 10 days.
Right. It's all east and northeast winds. Yes.
Yeah, they're saying 5 to 10, 10 to 15. I mean, hey. Add them together, then you get what you got.
Well, you know, if you can get a northeast, maybe not due east, but a northeast or north-northeast, you know, you don't get that fetch coming off the Gulf. So
right.
It'll get calm and stay calm pretty good. When you get that wind where you're getting a fetch coming with a little bit of south or southeast or like a due east, it gets hard. Get that fetch coming across the Gulf, then it gets kind of crappy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get a little warming trend this week, starting actually today, and it's just going to climb up to 90 and 91 by Wednesday and Thursday and 89 Friday, then it starts coming down next weekend. So
it comes down again. Yeah. Yeah, I was coming home the other day, man. I had to go a long way south, and I saw it, man. It started white capping pretty good. It was kind of due north, but it's blowing a little bit. It ain't rough, but it's choppy. Man, this comes swinging around, and I looked at my watch. It's like 4 o'clock, man. And then we found a couple, two, three schools of fish. I mean, it's rough now. It's white capping, and them fish are popping. But we had some bites. We worked about three or four schools. And finally, I got out there kind of deep, about 4 or 5 miles offshore, and I said, "Hey, man, I set up for this to go home down sea, but it's getting kind of nasty. Let's go home."
Yeah.
Man. It was like 4:30. So I was
the heck with that setup.
Yeah. When I start cutting in toward the beach, kind of trying to get in the trough a little bit, you know, I went from a 33 on ace to a 25 whaler. I'm like, what am I doing, man? This is exactly why I quit doing this. And finally, I got past the pass because I put in way south. I got to go. I put that boat in about 6 foot of water. Davis, where are you going? I said, I put this boat on that sand, man. I'm getting out of them waves. I'm going home.
I'm getting on the beach, baby.
Culpepper come in behind me, and we waited on him. And he says, "Man, I really enjoyed that boat ride." I said, "Yeah, didn't we, though? Wasn't that
boy,
nice?"
Boy, howdy. That ain't no joke. But hey, let me knock this commercial break out right quick. I'll come right back at you. Hang on, brother.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
All right, man.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, James, we're back, bud.
All right, buddy.
You know, all these old boat rides, what... Coming in from offshore tarpon fishing, what's probably the worst boat ride you ever had? Can you even remember?
Too many to name.
Too many of them to name.
I mean, you know, in the younger days, that boat didn't turn upside down. We went fishing. We sit there at the pass and look. I said, "Man, who wants to be the first guinea to get across that bar?" And, yeah, that's how we got. I never forget out. And Johnny Lorne one day decided. Johnny said, "I'm going." I said, "Well, you know me. You're going. I'm going." I never forget. And we tacking them, and then finally we got to cut across. And I remember Johnny had a Mako like blanes. It was the same size blane, but mustard bottom, so older.
Yeah. I remember when they used to put them mustard floors in them.
Right, and I never forget, I'm looking at the back of Johnny's head when he come across that wave, and I'm looking the whole inside of that boat. I'm like, man, Johnny's probably got about a 50-50 shot whether that boat comes down. I say one of the worst, I don't know, there's been so many. I remember I run into Mike one day. We were way north. And man, it got bad. And I said, "Man, there's a boat over there." And it was Mike. And it was, I don't know, hey, it's, you know, it is what it is. You know, at least, you know, when you're tarpon fishing, you have a savior on your right. You get to that beach some kind of way, the worst thing you're going to have, you stick it in the sand. You know, you're coming in from 50, 60 miles offshore, there ain't nowhere to hide. You just got to come home. But, I don't know, some bad ones. I remember coming through the pass one day, and we used to know all them old guys. It was the same old guys that, you know, worked at the toll booth, and they had a wind gauge, and we had their number. They were nice guys. You know, nowadays they don't even talk to you. They take your $2 and hope you fall off that bridge. But they were nice to us. And, man, it got real bad. It started northeast, and it wasn't too bad, you know, because it's kind of coming off the beach. And, man, there was a lot of fish that year. And all we needed to do was go. It was this time of year. Just go. Get there. We get there, we'll catch one. And, man, I hit about 2 miles, and just the warm air hit me. The little cool northeast went away.
Right.
And it come due east. I mean, it come hard. Well, we kept fishing. And, man, finally it got stupid. I don't know how big, but it's big. And it was Dana was with me and Tremble. And Dana coming to BHF, she said, "Man, I ain't going through that pass. I'm going to Freeport." I said, "Dude, you're going to die going to Freeport." I said, "We got to go home. I mean, it's right there." And I forget who I had with me, and I'm coming in. And I told him, I said, "Look, man, I need to drive right now. You need to not be talking to me. Just leave me alone for a minute." And I never look right or left. I don't know how thick they were.
Tunnel vision.
I just know they're way above my head, and I tacked them, got in there, you know. It's just like running a river mouse. Same. And I remember I finally get in, and we're, you know, the break was over, and we got in the gut, and that was.
Right.
Went home, no big, was glad to be home. So we come across the bridge, and I said, oh, man, I said, man, how hard is it blowing? He said, it's 23 knots gusting to 27. And that was probably the roughest I ever been in the past.
Right.
Like, man, God, if you just let me get, you let me get through that hole, I ain't coming back.
Oh, I'm telling you, man.
I promise you I won't come back.
Me and Blaine had a day like that one time. Oh, boy. That, coming back through that pass. But there ain't, yeah, there ain't a better feeling till you hit that gut inside them breakers. Out all that white water, and you know you got water breaking on both sides of you. You're in the gut, and you're good to go, man. That's
man, bro. I
there ain't a better feeling.
Nah, I look behind me when I just come through, and I'm like, man, this ain't good. Hey, to see, I learned a lot of stuff since then. And Rick Rule told me this. He said, I got an old saying. I said, what is that, Rick? Rick had more old sayings than me, and there were some of them were pretty good. He said, there's old captains and there's bold captains. There's no old, bold captains.
No old, bold ones. That's right. That's a hell of a statement.
Yeah. That's like them young boys running all them trips offshore. I've been going out there my whole life. And you better pay attention because there's going to be a day she's going to get you and just hope that you make it home. And then that'll be it. That'll be your savior for the rest of your life. That one day will change your whole life. And it's going to happen.
That'll change your whole attitude about it, and it'll change the way you make a call on whether we're going to stay or go.
All that, going to get the tunas and all this and then outboard boats. I'm just telling you, hang on, dude. I've been in 65-foot boats that feel like dinghies out there. Like,
yep.
Dude, just let me get home.
I had a listener text that, can you and James talk about what to do when wading in a water spout shows up? I texted him back, and I said, screwed.
Hey, I'll tell you what I did do one day about a water spout. You might have done this before. It's dead slick. You know, most time you see water spouts, it's calm. You can very seldom see them.
Well, they come out of them long cloud lines ahead of them thunderstorms. You know, they'll come out and start fueling another cloud.
Yeah, and it's not rough. So we were right in front of rollover. I was going north, and I was way offshore. I was probably about 9 miles offshore. And I said, man, that water spout's big time, and it's like glass, dude. I said, let's drive over there and see how close we get to it and see what happens. And it's amazing how close I got to that thing. I got
right
to it somewhere where there was no wind. I mean, I took it right to the edge. You could see the water, the wind. But it was really close, surprisingly. Like, man, I can't believe you get this close and not feel that wind. Pretty wicked.
Well, I was wading the Van Toons one time. We're way away from the boat. I parked in there where that little boat cut used to be in the very back. We were
all the way out
to Spoonbill. And here come two water spouts through there. And there's no going back to the boat. And I just told
my guys,
I said, man, we're in knee-deep water here. Why don't we just sit down on the bottom and just our heads sticking out of the water and just hang on? Those two spouts come through there, and remember, it sucked all those salt cedar trees off the islands and everything. It made a mess of that place, but we were all right. I mean, what else you going to do? You ain't going to run.
And how bad did the wind get right on top of y'all? I mean, I knew it was bad.
One got pretty close to us, and it was just throwing a lot of water, you know, that spray. It was blinding, but the wind wasn't real bad. But, I mean, if it had come right over us, it probably sucked us out of the water. I remember one went over Doug Crawley's shrimp boat and sucked the big live tank off of it.
No,
it was Cullen tank. Yeah, it sucked it clear off the deck.
That's nasty.
Yeah, that is nasty. All right, Plog. Well, hey, man, I'm going to roll out of here.
Hi, buddy.
I'm going to jump the bridge and go to Sharky next. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing, how they get a hold of you, brother?
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306. All right, buddy. Have a good day, man.
Have a good day. See you, man. All right. Let's run over, jump the bridge, and go across to the G-Town itself and check in with Sharky Marquez. Sharky, good morning. What's up, man?
What's up, stud? What you doing this morning, man?
Oh, just hanging out here at the bait camp, buddy.
That's a bait camp, baby.
Controlled environment.
That's that's no what wind. We're doing, too.
Hey, no tide, no wind.
Yeah, it must be slack tide for you in there this morning. It
is.
A little slack. Well, shoot, man, it looks like we're going to get an unbelievable week next week from what I can see. I got a couple amberjack booked, and, man, it's showing like 1 foot and less on Tuesday and Thursday when I'm going out, so I'm
happy
about that.
That's what buoy weather's showing.
We'll see, though, man. It's been saying it's going to be calm for the last couple days, and that wind just it just hasn't died for us yet.
Nope.
It's blowing pretty hard right now. If I had to guess without looking at a map, it's probably – or a weather app, it's probably blowing about 12, 13.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of come up a little bit this morning. It was calm earlier. Now, it's calm up my way right now, but it'll start crawling up, you know, as the sun comes up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The old northeast wind.
Well, we're going to get out there and hopefully that north
of – Well, now up here where I'm at, it's north at 5, but Eagle Point is northeast at 14 to 15. So
that's
you're spot
on. That's what I'm saying, man. Those flags from what I can see are kicking pretty hard.
Kicking like a chicken.
Kicking like a chicken, baby. But I'll tell you what, man, we have been we've been on the fish pretty good. Lots of redfish being caught.
Right.
And shoot, I dug back in the channel yesterday after whacking a few nice redfish, and my guys had to get back to Houston for something or another. So he's like, "Hey, Sharky, let's just fish for about 10 more minutes or whatever, man." And we stopped in the channel and started whacking big flounder.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, "You sure y'all gotta go?" I'm like, "Man, we could have a
should
we
I
could
stay
have a mess
or of- should I go?"
Yeah. But that was nice to see, you know, a little bit of cool weather, and it's looking floundery. I know I'm talking a little bit early, but, you know, you're seeing a lot of wade fishermen up and down the harbor there, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody's stacking up at Seawolf and all that normal flounder stuff, so almost felt like December yesterday.
Yeah, well, good.
Yeah.
Get them while they're hot.
That's it, man. We're excited this morning. Let's see, we've got our good friend Captain Aaron coming out. We've got a giant corporate company that used us for lodging last night, so they stayed here at Bayside, and man, they're just gonna walk downstairs and hop on the boat. I think there's 18 of those guys, and so it should be awesome, man. Hopefully, we got a crazy lights out dock picture to share on the page and show the sickos here later. You know.
Yeah, cool. Well,
there's a
bunch
of
y'all
later.
Will.
But
nothing's
that's
changed.
A cool deal.
We got one outgoing tide today. I think the low at the Galveston Channel today is 244. That's the only tide we got.
Wow. Slow outgoing.
Yeah.
One tide, really? Tide today.
Now you had a high last night. At 10:55, it was a 1.9, and this low today is going to be an 0.1, so you're going to have 2 feet of water go out today.
That is one thing that I can attest for, man. That water is moving.
Yeah.
It is howling. I mean, I drove up under the Pelican Island Bridge yesterday, and I was thinking, man, this would not be a good place to fall in the water. I mean,
it looks like rapids running around those pilings, man.
It did. And, man, that water's moving on the jetties. You know, your best bet on a day like today is to harbor somewhere probably on the inside of the north jetty, you know, kind of protected by that wind, and get real, real tight to the rocks and probably drop straight down with some shrimp or you know, cast some big rods out with some mullet, man. That's going to be my go-to this morning, is just trying to find where that wind's not smoking the water.
Hey, I know a guy that's been nuking the bull reds for about the last month, man, taking his kids and all that. You know how he's catching
them? Yeah.
He's using mullet heads, not the body or anything, just the heads. He'll cut the head off with just a little bit of shoulder meat on it. And then hook it through the lips of the eyeballs.
And nuke
straight hook. Nuking the reds.
Nuke City. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, there's
nothing wrong with that. I got a few mullets in the boat, so we're gonna have to give her a go, man. I'm down to throw anything at them. I'll throw a daggum chicken leg out there if it's gonna catch me.
If they're eating chicken wings or legs, go buy them. Get them. Buy them all.
Heck yeah, man. Well, what's the craziest story you heard up and down the coast this morning? Anybody catching anything crazy or any records being caught or anything like that?
No, not really, man. It's been a little quiet this week, really, from what I...
Yeah.
You know, with these northeast winds, a lot of guys hadn't been going, and, you know, I'm going to talk to Cliff Webb next, come up in the top of the hour. I'm sure he'll have a good story for me. He always does.
Yeah. he probably had a slow week with like a 10 fish, 30 inch, you know, average.
Oh yeah. Just run of the mill stuff for those guys down there. I know he was surfing the other day. They had a big swell down there and they were, you know, he'd surfed that morning. Then he sent me a picture of a barge. It was sinking. That it hit the rocks.
Oh,
the barge got loose something. And I don't know. I'll hear all about it here in the next few minutes.
Yeah, buddy. Well, the only crazy thing I've seen is just every now and then, every couple of days, somebody's posting a redfish feeding frenzy, whether it's out of the Freeport jetties or, you know, up into the bay a little bit. I've seen quite a few of those videos. And, we got on them the other day at the Pelican Island Bridge where it was like that. They weren't, awesome. I think I talked to you actually. They weren't on the top, but they were right up under that boat, buddy. Just drop it down and hold on.
Man, that's amazing.
Hopefully we can find that again today.
I'm sure you will. I got faith in you, boys.
Hold my mouth right.
Well, one thing about it, somebody's going to get them today. Somebody will step into them.
I can promise you that. I just hope I hope I tithed enough to where that somebody might be me, you know.
Did y'all catch many Spanish mackerel on the rocks this year?
Heck no.
Well, they were in the surf.
Well, they they swam around the jetties and went straight to the surf, I guess.
I never did get them up my way. You know, usually this time of year when you're out there fishing, you'll see them launching on shad or glass minnows, you know, jumping out of the water. And
yes,
I never saw that up my way. You know, I'm sure there were some, but I just never ran across them. But, you know, most years, you know, leading into the fall like we are now, man, they're prevalent. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And I just hadn't seen that.
Us either, man. We got into a little mess of some pompano action there with the occasional, you know, mackerel here and there. But it never was, you know, every year that I can remember, we were. You know, July, August, we were having days we were bringing 50, 60 mackerel back, and it just hasn't, we haven't seen that. But you know what? I never got into the kingfish either, so.
No, that's true. You know, it was kind of a short year for Max, especially King Max. Boy, that's the worst year I've heard of ever this year.
Dude, it was unbelievable how gone those fish were. I mean, I don't know how else to put it, man. I had some older guys that would, you know, come out on an offshore trip and we whack our snapper or whatever, hit a couple mahi, and they're like, hey man, let's just go in the day with a quick limit of kingfish, you know, because that's what they're 5-10 years ago, no problem. 3 years ago, no problem. But man, I'm like, guys, we've caught one kingfish, you know. They're like, what, it yesterday? I'm like, no, in the last month. Like, what? Like,
yeah,
golly.
I remember, you know, back when I used to fish out there, you could get on some schools that you'd have 30, 50, 100 fish days. No problem.
Just no problem.
Well, you'd run out of bait. I mean, you'd have four or five boxes of cigar minnows, and you'd run smooth out of them. You were done.
We didn't have that problem this year, Mickey.
No.
We didn't have that problem this year. This year we were thinking like having the problem of how are we going to stack more of this bait that we didn't use back into the freezer. You know what I'm saying? That's the honesty about it. I can sit here and tell you we whack fish all summer, but you know, it was a grind. But you know what? We made the best out of what we had and caught a bunch of mahi. There you go.
It was a good mahi year for everybody. You know, the dolphins were thick. And some nice ones, too. Good size. All right, Sharky. Well, hey, man, you guys go out there and roll them up today. And if somebody wants to give you a call about coming down, lodging up, fishing trips, the whole nine yards, monster gear, all that, how they get a hold
of
you.
Come on. Come on with it, man. Hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. And I just added a tab yesterday to the Outcast website where you can, like, do a virtual tour of our lodge. And we sleep up to 18 folks. So, man, corporate companies, big families, come on out, man. Book you a lodging stay and then go fishing with us the next morning. It's going to be epic.
Cool. All right, Sharky. Hey, you have a great day. Y'all be safe out there and catch them up, man.
God bless, brother. We'll talk to you on Saturday. Well, it is Saturday. We'll talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
I'll talk to you Thursday. All right, buddy.
I don't even know what year it is.
Hey, it don't matter. Just keep fishing. See you, man.
I see you, brother.
Later. All right, that's Sharky Marquez down in G-Town. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be back.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.